Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Stonecutter, an old Chinese folktale adapted for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Joey, Sissy, Lucy, and Peter and their family, Miri and Ash and their family, Xander Harris and his mom, Megan, Oliver and Quentin and their family, Violet and Willa and their family in New York City, Judah, Elliot, and Hessa and their family, and Tilly Murray and her family in McMinnville, Oregon. Thank you so much, Tilly, Hessa, Elliot, Judah, Willa, Violet, Quentin, Oliver, Megan, Xander, Ash, Miri, Peter, Lucy, Sissy, and Joey. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. Speaking of listeners, we want to get to know you better. Stories Podcast is competing with other shows to get the most responses to a quick survey. It only takes a few minutes of your time, and you can do it straight from your smartphone. Help us out and support the show by going to wondery.com/survey and filling it out. That's wondery.com/survey. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Stonecutter. Once upon a time, there lived a stonecutter. He lived in a house of stone, and sat on chairs of stone, and he even slept on a stone bed. It was a very hard life, and an uncomfortable one, but the stonecutter got by. Every morning, he'd take his tools and walk up the winding path to the mountain. Once there, he would carve off slabs of stone and load them onto his handcart. At the end of the day, he'd wheel the stone back down the path and sell it to those who passed by. It was tough work, and every night he'd practically fall into that old stone bed to get some sleep. One day, the work was especially difficult. The stone was heavy and the sun was beating down on him like clubs. His hands were blistered and cut, and his back was aching mightily. He sat down on a small boulder and winced. From down the path, there came the sounds of horse and carriage. When the carriage rolled into view, it nearly took the stonecutter's breath away. It was a dark wood, beautifully carved, pulled by four of the tallest, strongest horses he had ever seen. The stonecutter was overwhelmed by the clop of hooves and jingling of tack and the occasional roar of laughter from those inside the rolling carriage.
"Now that's the life," the stonecutter said to himself. "Rich enough to travel in comfort, laughing and eating. Their biggest worry is probably what wine to pair with their cheeses."
He laid back against the mountain and closed his eyes, sighing.
"I wish I could live like that."
The mountain, each crag and peak and boulder, heard the stonecutter's wish. And even though he carved the rock from her base with hammer and chisel, she thought of him as a dear friend. After all, she had enough stone to share, and she greatly appreciated the company. So, when she heard the stonecutter's wish, she was glad to be able to help.
"Your wish is granted," said the mountain, and she used the power deep in her heart to make it true.
When the stonecutter next opened his eyes, he was home, but his home was a mansion of bricks and timbers. Inside, it was full of soft carpets and fine foods, and outside there was a beautiful carriage for traveling.
"Ah, now this is the life," the stonecutter said,
and he lived happily for some weeks in his new home. But one day, as he was taking his carriage for a drive into the city, he came upon the prince of the kingdom. The prince was dressed even more finely than the stonecutter. His carriage was much bigger, and he had servants scurrying about him, fetching him things and even holding up an umbrella to block the sun when the prince ventured out. The stonecutter felt sad for himself. He had thought his life was the very finest, but the prince's was still better.
"I was wrong before," he said to himself. A prince, that's really the way to live. I wish I could be a prince.
The mountain heard him again and wanted badly to give her dear friend what he asked for.
Your wish is granted, she said,
and the mountain used the power deep in her heart to make it true. The next morning, when the stonecutter opened his eyes, he was the royal prince. It was even better than being rich. There was no end to the fine and exotic foods and drinks, no limit to where he could go and what he could buy. He threw massive parties for all his subjects and lived so hard that most days he slept until well past noon. The stonecutter lived happily like this for weeks. He was enjoying being a prince and all the power that came with it. One day, though, as he was walking from his carriage to his castle, he felt the sun hot on his shoulders. It was a particularly sunny day, and even with his servants holding umbrellas, he had still gotten just the barest bit of a sunburn. No more than the reddening of his cheeks, really, but it was tender to the touch.
I was wrong again, he muttered to himself as his servants applied lotion to his face. I thought the prince was the greatest, but it's not so. The sun. Now there's a real power. A power that can burn even princes. Oh, how I wish to be the sun.
The mountain heard this wish as well, and she happily granted it.
If my friend wants to be the sun, then the sun he shall be.
The next morning, when the stonecutter awoke, he was the sun. High in the air he hung, blazing bright and pale yellow for all the world to see. For a few happy weeks, he spread his heat everywhere he could, chasing shadows from even the darkest corners. However, down on the earth, it was getting a little too warm. Luckily, a fat gray cloud had formed and was blocking the sun. The people danced in the shade beneath it and lifted their faces to the cool rain it drizzled down. They cheered the cloud for the break it gave them and gave the rain credit for their plants growing so well.
The stonecutter was annoyed. Oh, I was wrong again. The sun is fine, but there's nothing to do up here but heat things up. The cloud is better. It brings shade and rain, and the people celebrate it. I wish I were a cloud so I could bring that kind of joy.
The mountain heard this wish as well. Shaking her head, she again used the power deep in her heart to make it true, but she was learning the stonecutter may never truly be happy, and she worried for him. Sure enough, the stonecutter was tired of being a cloud rather quickly. This time, in his anger, he summoned a mighty thunderstorm without even knowing how he did it. The winds howled and the rain whipped down and thunder and lightning battled back and forth with crackle, flash, and boom. When finally the storm stopped, there was nothing standing below the cloud but some stones at the foot of the mountain. They were wet and dirty, but otherwise unaffected.
What good is being a cloud when the stones can stand against you? Stone is stronger than storms and never gets sunburned. Truly, stone is the greatest, and that is what I wish to be.
The mountain heard this wish as well, and she felt a sly kind of joy.
Your wish is granted, she said,
as a plan started to take shape in her mind. She was not so worried about the stonecutter anymore. When the stonecutter next woke up, he was a great slab of stone. Hard and unyielding, he laughed at the rain and wind and basked in the heat of the sun. He was the mightiest at last, or so he thought. The very next day, the stonecutter, now just a stone, heard footsteps approaching. Someone came right up to him and pushed and kicked at him, testing how solid he was. He wanted to cry out, but, of course, stones can't talk. Soon he felt a chisel placed against him, and he realized that the footsteps belonged to another stonecutter.
one who had come to break him into slabs to sell.
No! What a fool I've been! The stonecutter cried as the hammer punched the chisel into his stone. He'll break me apart! I wish I was a stonecutter and not the stone!
The mountain heard her friend's cries again and smiled widely in her heart. Of course, she said with a sigh of relief, I will grant this wish. The next morning, the stonecutter woke up in his hard stone bed in his hard stone house. He nearly cried with happiness when he realized he was back in his old life. Do you wish to change again? He heard the mountain's question deep in his heart.
No, no, no. I've seen many lives, from the prince to the sun to the clouds, and I think that I like my own life best of all.
Whistling a happy tune, he picked up his tools and started up the winding path to the mountain. The end. Today's story, The Stonecutter, was an adaptation of an old Chinese folktale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out Kids Listen, the app we helped build, for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.